Chazara chabura, zara cheres and kaitzer.
Zara. Halacha zara is halacha planting. So machlekes and achrenim is the halacha just the planting. Exactly, plant takes 3 days for doing mashrus. Start planting on Shabbos, and not mashrus until 3 days later. The nechlo is shabbos, and the mechasima is the halacha just planting, even though it's not mashrus. That long in Malacha, let's say plant and take it out, still is over. Or it's only going to be asid raisa, but tonight that taka stay there for 3 days, or stay 3 days, and as much as we also just going to take it out, then it's going to be over. So Malacha Lamaisa, we suffer from Shusad, it's a machma both ways. But you can't plant in a place where maybe it'll be mashush, that's going to be asir. But if you did plant, your shkiv would be to go ahead and take it out right away before it's mashrus, because of course for the shita that planting was also. For also for the shita, it's only also if you deny that. Later on, it grew. So therefore, you quickly take it out, and like this, it won't be a.
And again, it's planting, like, let's say I throw it on grass.
What?
Let's say I throw it on grass on Shabbos. It's on grass, it's not going out.
No, it has to be in the ground. It has to be a place in the ground, then it speaks to it. A place which is in the ground, then over here it's going to be
seeds on grass and shallots.
Can it grow there?
I mean, I don't know, it's on grass, it's bushy grass.
Depends if it can grow there or not. Like we saw in Sif Dalet, that if you throw it in a place where Yeshua Hazim Ashaks are mucking with this Kisham, Mr. Seifel Latzmeach, you have to be careful not to throw it in a place where it could grow, because the Seifel Latzmeach, but Yash Tanagilim. If you throw in a place where a Tanagolim, where it can't be Matzmiach, because it's a Tanagolim eat it, then it's not going to be this. So that's Seder Double. You're throwing in a place where it could rain, it could grow, then it's going to be Aser. Mashenkin, if you throw it into a place where it's not going to grow, then it's not going to be Aser. The Gemara Maikatabura Machlekes, whether Mashka Mayim is the Issa Zareya, or is it an Issa of Chayrish. When you're ordering something, Lamaisa, we saw that we are Christians for both Shitas. The Christians for Shitas says that it's a problem of planting, it's also a problem of Charisha. So, therefore, the Mechaber brings down, you have to make sure not to wash your hands in a place where there's grass and any place where there's, you can't wash any place where there's ground, you can't water the ground, because that's going to be also out of the malacha of planting. If it's not your own land, it's somebody else's land, so that gets into the Shiloh when you're washing your hands and it's watering the ground. So it's a psychoration which you don't really care about. It's your friend. So with the Mishnah Berurah brought down that Yesh Matirin is a grace leinichale. It's a place which you don't care about. Yesh Matirin, Ava Lachila. Harry placing the Isagam is a grace leinichale. Lachila consumes Shemchov. A lot of placing a machmas, therefore the lach is you're not allowed to wash your hands in a place where it could cause something to grow, even though you don't care about it, but it's segresha, even though it's segresha l'nichle, therefore going to be mahmer. So where it comes up in most negay is the mashal in your own house, you have a sukkah, and the shlak gets a ton of water, you want to open the shlak, and the water's going to fall onto the ground, that's mamash mashka mayim, and pashas, that's going to be a problem. Who didn't wash your hands in a park? Sponging, in a case where we say it'll be mutter, and your sponger goes out and it lands on the grass, all those cases are a problem of watering it, and it's going to be a problem. We saw it happened on the Kavachayim, if the water, the ground already is so saturated that I got so much mayim already, and this water is not going to make a difference. So then we saw it happened from the Kavachayim, where that's not too for anything, then it's going to be okay.
Is not, is that going to break the Zuria?
What do you say?
If you're doing sponge, it has bleach and stuff like that, it's not going to be anyways.
It's telling them to see us what they do
with the
weather. We saw that if you have.
But there are
Mutalat Glaim, Shah Mashim Shem Matzmichim, you put Mirror Glaim, or Shah Mayim Shem Matzmichim. Together is Azamim, the Safe and the Sazwam, and name him Latzmiach, or Shah Mashim Matzmichim Yayin. It's always the Chazak Safe and Zwam, then Abad. It's not gonna have only something which is good for the ground. Then it's going to be also something which is bad for the ground, and it's going to be mud. It's interesting that Berlach can bring down, but Negea, they're glaying. The Sefer Tzvi says that Chachmas Ekonomia, whatever, says that Meriglaim Tak is good with Zavala Karka. It says, Meis and Oigum is Zarbazah, and it doesn't sound like the Gemara, therefore, not so nervous the fact that the scientist is saying not like that. The Chumrah brings out a Chumrah, you shouldn't eat in your friend's ginois. You shouldn't eat anything there, because maybe you're drinking, we're afraid that it's going to spill, and when it spills, you're going to be over on the sister of watering the ground. There's Meduik and Mr. Brewer, this Isser of eating by this Xer of drinking, and maybe it's going to spill, it's going to go into your best things. They're only choishes for that if it's something which is your own karka, mashenke, and if it's your friends. So, and as you're by Kiddush, by somebody else's house, so do you have any problem eating there? So being that it's not your own, it's only a chashash, it's not your own place, so therefore you don't have to be chashash for it, and therefore it's going to be okay. Even if it's your own house, like what do you do on sukkahs, if you have a sukkah in a place where you're having a sukkah in a gina, and so what do you do on sukkahs? So number one, it's only a toy lachmer, it's a nice thing to be machmer, it's not mash. The fact is, man, it's a little bit hard to understand the halal. What was the yisoid of the whole halacha? Why, you know, in our society, it's not toivli zar, we have tables and things are not really spilling so often. Therefore, it definitely is mukim. You know, it's not a tekken, it's chazal. It's just a toivli zar.
What about
a
tongue of a tongue? I have everybody's property.
Hey, property, and it's a vayter, it's their own property. There would be maybe, there might be a toivli zar, but like I said before, it's a little bit hard to understand in our society what the toivli zar is. We have tables nowadays and people don't spell, it's not so costly zar. I don't know how they were eating then. I don't know maybe why, like why was it so difficult for them to, like what was the issue exactly? Maybe they didn't have tables, maybe they didn't. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But, no, it's a.
There's a guy
who did
come
on. Huh?
Some don't want to learn that they would do
a pekavanim.
They
do a pekavanim by accident, what do you mean?
Like, when they're eating, drinking,
I don't know,
sometimes
they're
poor
pekavanim. The poor pekavanim, you mean?
That's
right. It seems to be, I don't know, I guess in the olden days, the way they watered the ground was, they went to the well, and I don't know, because like, the whole thing of watering the ground, it's like the whole sip is hard to understand. Like, one man, Kalarash Gadol with all this mayim, like, no one really cares, no one really notices, I'm saying. I still think that that little amount which spilled, you could still say the kibbutz of psikwishla and nichalei, what you say. Anyhow, what are you spilling anyhow with that cloud, right? Well, if the one along is having hard, that's my mazim, right? You know, if it's going to be, so therefore, don't think, I do not think you'd have to be machin in this halacha. Don't think so.
One pound is an
observation. What?
1 pound is observation.
That what?
By Kiddush at the influence of the one along Kiddush.
I don't know why.
Standing up.
What?
Everybody's standing. The tables.
And why they pour the water? They just like miss their mouth?
No.
No, I'm saying I'm pretty clumsy, but
no,
this is like pretty good. You know.
They put the cups on the leftover cups on the table, and
then people knock it over.
Everybody's around. Everything gets knocked over. The floor is always a mess afterwards.
Okay. So then, and if not, toivli zar, toivli achmer outside, it's a good, nice thing to be machmer, the kashi is lizar, then it will be a good thing to go ahead and be machmer not to.
Oh,
the Masif Aleph discusses about putting flowers in water on Shabbos. So it came out basically as if you have flowers which are not open yet and they're closed and by putting it into the water they're going to open up. So there were machmer even to put it back into water which already existed. It's main azure, it's causing it to grow. And you can't put flowers which are closed, you can't put it back into the water. If the flower already is totally open before Shabbos, so then if you're putting back into water which already was in the water before Shabbos, then it's okay to do it. There's no Isser putting it back into the water. Putting in a new water, putting water into a vase for the first time on Shabbos is going to be also actually planting because already it's already open. But there would be an Isser mitzad tercha. So machlekes, let's say you prepared the vase beforehand and you didn't get a chance to put it in. We spoke about a case of somebody, you know, somebody always brings you flowers, and you don't want to insult them. that you can't put it in, and they'll be like, so if you prepare the vase before, and we saw machlekas, and the achrayim, whether if it was prepared, wasn't put in, is that going to be mutter? That can be us, and the Mishpura brought down Shas al Chak. That sorry, if we're mocking to make. It's not. If it's closed and it's opening up, it's always going to be usher. If it's already opened, you're allowed to put it back, but not in for the first time. And if the words are prepared before Shabbos and you want to put it in there, that's a machlekes, whether that's going to be usher or that's going to be usher or not.
What happens if
the
person brings you closed flowers?
What? The
person brings you closed flowers.
Give it back. No, nothing to do. It's closed, it's closed. It's not a but, fine.
What was the
difference
between the terka and the
zera
that you
might spill
on the floor?
This is not adding water to the vase, it's a terka. When they get planting in Otzis She'enei Naka, when there is no hole, it's so machlikis and achreinim between the Eglital and Mishmas Adam. Mishmas Adam says it's a deraisa to plant in Otzis She'enei Naka, even though it's not attached to the ground. But we saw in order to be chayav and zareh, we saw the Mordes Zvachim Sadegal says that if you plant in Mayim, it's going to be Otzis deraisa. So we see you don't have to have ground from Melech Zia. So therefore, if you plant in Otzis She'enei Naka, it's going to be a deraisa. Eglital, on the other hand, hell, it's only based on Darabanan. Hill that would not be considered derech zriya bekach, and therefore planting al tzeshen nakev is only going to be considered a sederabon. And how big of a hole do you need for something to be considered al tzeshen nakev? So it's not chaznish, it's not clear exactly how big the hole is, and the place can say that v'chumra, even by a millimeter of tiny small hole already, we're going to consider it a al tzeshen nakev kapi ol dene v'chumra, v'kula, when dealing with Arla, we mentioned for Arlo, as we not to start over the 3 years of Arlo, when you're moving something, has to be moved to the ground. So we did the machmer for two and a half centimeters. But the chumra of a machmer, even if it's a millimeter. Rashi held that the hole could be either on the ground, even on the side, is machmer. That also makes it an atzitz nakav. Now, atzitz sheni nakav, the certain materials definitely, like glass and metal, that definitely is considered atzitz sheni nakav, and it's not considered mechuvah to the karka. So the machlekes Rashi places by eitz and cheres. Is that considered nakav automatically, even though it's not nakav? You know, it doesn't have a hole because the metzias is that it goes through it and it's a balea, it's porous and it's balea through it. The mechaber is chushes v'bot. Mechaber is ches is otzis afish and nakav. Yeshli zar militid gabe karek and the gabe says ifcha ben shu eitz ben shu cheres, whether it's eitz or cheres, either one, we have to be machmer, that we consider it, it's nakav, and therefore you have to be zar, not move it around. Hard plastic was machlekes, and the haintekas, when Sankras wanted to be makel, the hard plastic was considered otzish any nakav, as it didn't like mateches, all the things, mashinkain, Rabbi Yashiv, or shchoshes even by hard plastic, that maybe it's not clear what it is, and it's be machmel chumra, then maybe that's considered atzitz, which is nakif. Shevelei brings down from the Chazan Ish that even cement, even the regular Evan Yishalmi, that type of stone, they have to be Chazan Ish shchoshes that it's balea even through that, if you have to consider atzitz nakif. And therefore, you can't take it and put it on top of your wooden table because you'd be mafsik the unique. He says that he didn't understand. He laughed at the Chazanish, and when he did the shikutzim, he took off the tiles. He saw that there was a unique going through, and therefore the shevet says you have to be machmer. You have to consider that a atzitz nakev, and therefore you do it. And he only said luchumra avada if it's outside and you want to put it inside your house to put it on the floor. We're not going to say that, oh, outside it was yoinik and ohudin over it. You only said the chumra that you can't take it from the floor and put it on the wooden table. But between the outside and inside, over there we have to be machmer both ways and you can't be a makel. Now let's move on to the last. After is a reya, so then that's malachos, the person is chayrish. geder of charisha, we saw machlekes is charisha. Maybe machlekes, different lashonos. Rashi Rambam is charisha, being a rapid arrow, making it soft, or is a yipi arrow, making it good. Maybe lashon of Mr. Brewer, when Jack Dummer, he says that the malacha is really both. It's charisha is the rupi arrow. Oz Tevel Israel. It's really a combination of replay with something good for it that's going to be considered a malach. If you make a hole, and if you make a hole in a field, that's going to be chayev outs malachas chayrish. If you do in the bias, then you chayev outs malachas boina. So the place to discuss what's the halacha in terms of somebody has an old man who's walking around with a cane. He's making holes in the ground. Is that going to be aser, even though he doesn't really need it? And is that going to be aser? So Saratsian, the Berlachenshin Aleph Sefer Tes brings down pastus. This should be aser. This is a primogodim, maybe as a tzad to mitzad lehetta, but it's more like the lachma was after the primogodim. Primogodim to say, you have kamini darbonin, so it's klachayat, it's a great shalai nichalei. You have a lot of darbonin, so maybe you can make code. We're going to first place, Ayin Shin Lamazai. What does Ayin Shin Lamazai? Ayin Shin Lamazai says that Dor Shem Eskav and Shulei Psek Reisha Gera Adam Mito Kisei Vesav So Bank Dem Bek Tana Vashi Eskav Lasa Skritz. If you have something saying Eskavin, if it's not a Psek Reisha, it's going to be Mutter. If you're allowed to drag a bench across an area, if it's not a Psek Reisha, it's going to make holes, it's going to be Mutter because it's a Dor Shem Eskav. Mashiach, if it is a Psek Reisha over there, it's going to be Oster. So why is it going to be also when you drag in benches of segregation to make holes? I say, I'm a scavim, segregation, nechle, klaka, yad. How might we see? Even though you have all the community abundance, we see still you have to be machmir. So Rambam says that the Shtigam Mashmois from our Sif, you have to be machmir, but it doesn't give a clear achra. Like when we came out, look at the Maisa that, you know, if Bamakam Sarek, an old man to use a cane, so there is considered Bamakam Sarek, and you'd be able to be mako. We're dealing with high heels, so weiter. It's Saint David Darbon, Saint David Chesbon, it's the Kasher Shem Lamazayin. But weiter, if it's the Malkum Tzarek to wear high heels and walk in the mud, so then the Maisa, what would be that? It'll be Malkum to be Mekel and it'll be okay. In terms of dragging a bench, so the Mechaber says that if it's a Psik Reisha, it's going to be Aser. If it's not a Psik Reisha, it's going to be Mutter. If it's a Psik Reisha and you're in an area which is Merutzav, the question is, are we going to Merutzav or to any Merutzav? So Mishmur says that the Magmar says, Gilam Beis also the girl Aris, Psik Reishu, the Vadi Yetzach Haritz, I feel the Merutzav, the Kaka Shashai, it's also the girl, Gizem Merutzav, the Merutzav, Psik Mishmur, then we not have to make a problem. We're going to Merutzav, I should Merutzav, so if you have a bench, which is very, very heavy, or a bed very heavy, now you need to move it, because there's Merutzav, and then Merutzav. And the Shatzian, he says that if you have coal here in Barusif, somebody's willing to be Mekel. Why? Because you have all the coal, you have all the darbonins, Kachigat, Sekresha, Mekalkel, Void, the Shitas, with all the coal here in Barusif is going to be okay. So you have all those together, then the Shatzian, the Dasar Shabu, is willing to be Mekel. Chazal Aser, many different Pu'ulas, like Zera, Otto, you're going to come to. You make holes because I'll ask her. You can't sweep, you can't sponge, you can't play ball on the ground. So when the game starts with sweeping, Mechaber Paskins, also the Chavra Bais can Merutzav. Mechaber Paskins, you only can sweep a floor if it is Merutzav. If it's not Merutzav, if it's not tiled, you're not allowed to sweep a floor. V'yesh Machin, if you're Merutzav. Some are Mekel, even though it's not Merutzav, they're going to be Mekel. So for Svarim, we have Stam being Mekel if it's Merutzav. If it's not Merutzav, then it's going to be Mutter. Why are we Mutter? So the two reasons are that. Either else Muksa, or else like Zera, or you're going to come to Mashal Gomez. Mashal Gomez, my Tyrants say that it's not Muksa, it's going to be okay. We said Tuma Halchem, either it's Graf Sharei, if there's no Muksa, or another reason why you're not going to be Muksa is because. It's Tiltum and Atzavet. So, Shabbos, that's the Shabbos. The second day, which holds, is going to be Mutter. The Ramah says, Yesh Machmir, if you're Merutzav, the Ramah is Machmir, even if it's Merutzav. And it's Shabbos, Shabbos, Be'alach, why is Ramah being Machmir? Is he Machmir Mitzad Echaz Muksa? Or is he being Machmir Mitzad an issue of Mashvi Gumas? What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, if you have Kol Merutzav, if the Pam would be Atzvam, El Zechaz Muksa, then it's it's going to be also. I'm saying the Issa is going to be out, just out the cheshbin of Mashri Gomez and Kolim Rutsa, the Mimakim to be made. That's the Maskana the Be'alachim, he's right. The Ramah, the fact that it says if a Begad, like Matlas, like Kanaf, which are Kalim, are going to be Mutter with Veer, there's no Mashri Gomez going to be Mutter. We see the Ikatan, the Ramah is out Mashri Gomez. He's not worried for the issue of Muksa. So the Be'alach Lamaisa, the Be'alach comes out. If you're in a city, which our site like that, which Kola Air is Marutzov, so then you're able to sweep a floor, which is inside, because there's no Gezeira, Bizman. The whole city is considered Marutzov. The place is going to have a Vikuach, with Smealach in a sukkah, on a patio. Mr. Krell says it's going to be Aser. Patio's going to be Aser. It's outside. Kola Marutzov is only when it's inside. Once you're outside, you already have to be Gezer. And therefore, you cannot sweep your patio, you can't sweep your sukkah. Rosh Hashanah Zalman had some limud discussion once that maybe if you have a patio, it's an extension of the house. So we'll look at it as a bottle to the house. So therefore, you're able to go ahead. It won't be a gzera. In a sukkah, the place can say maybe it's a little bit better because maybe you can look at it like a little small dira. It's like a living quarter. So roiv sukkahs on rutzav, maybe you're mocking to say that it's like a living quarters, it's like a bias, it's like most matam of Sotolir, and then maybe we mock into me. When you're dealing with sponger, so over there, in Sachin Zakakal Medichna Soya, I feel Marutzov, over there, the Machaber is Machim knows Marutzov. Hi! Why is the Machim is Marutzov? By sweeping, the Machaber is not Machimer, so Machim Misha says, being that sponger is not something which is as important, therefore, even though it's Marutzov, it's going to be also, and even if it's called a Marutzov, we're going to make it not allowed a sponge. So if a lachol maisa, not allowed a sponge your floor on Shabbos. If the water spilled on the floor, you want to clean it up, so as the crowd says that we're not going to look at that as sponge, we're just looking at it just getting rid of the water. If it's not so much water, just clean up the water which fell on the floor. There was that spill, which I was talking about, that person spilled something on the floor. That's not considered a problem, it's going to be okay. The place can say if you have a matzah covered of brias, or people threw up all over the place, and the place mamas is filthy. So the story of the Magamishna was, why is it aser by Madichin more than Kibbutz Abayis? Because it's not so much of a tzairach. Mashenkin, if it is a tzairach, it's matzah covered of brias, or it's the bass, total wreck. So Bechai Gavner, let's see, and Rosh Hashanah said, Bechai Gavner, you're able to be mekel. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah said, in all the hospitals, it's mutter the sponge because it's considered a tzairach. And it's okay to do it.
The bathroom has a shower in it, but the bathroom floor and the shower are the same.
And therefore what?
And therefore the bathroom gets full of water if someone takes a shower. So let's say Friday night, the bathroom is still...
So that's what it's supposed to say. That would be makeup. You're just getting rid of the water. That's not considered. You're putting the water on, the cleaner just getting rid of the water. But you have to figure out how to get into the sponge oil. That's because the sponge oil has a base achiza, otherwise it's a problem taking it out. Spot cleaning, so that also a lot of places come out, so Shem Zahm went to say that the spot cleaning is not considered madichim. So if we just clean one or two areas, it's going to be okay. But if the whole floor is full of throw up, then it's not good spot cleaning anymore. Then you'd have to come, maybe come to that, or a couple of beers, and it's not very, very important. To do a day goy, so Kav Chaim brings down to them, niggas and Mikkel, do I de goy? He goes, we're not moicho. Bats a do I de goy, bats a technique, should we also be usher? Because if a guy is doing sponger, so he's not allowed, anything which you're not allowed to do, not have a goy do for you. It's a problem, so technically it should be a problem. If it's possible to go to clean the Bedar Heter, and you don't tell, and he's doing it for himself, he's doing it in Oifen Issa, so then. It's a dactyl nafshay, maybe to be mokum to be makel, but right, there's a mokum covered a bria, so it'll be just a shwess mokum. Sorry. Is it an excretion? What?
It's not, there's no wrong excretion anyway, so it's not
No, but the actual sponging is also. There's one problem with schita, that's secretion maybe.
Hey, do we have a case where there's no
schita problem? No, the one problem with schita is a problem with secretion. The issue, but we're discussing with him actually, so sponge is going to be also. So it has to be a matzav of a shwess mokum, sorry. It has to be a pretty good case for it, in order for it.
What? speaking in Yemen, it's a bayah, it's a big spell over there. So, you want to say, it's a chai, it's a secret. The only reason why it's not a secret is because of secretion. Not by a guy, it's not a secretion.
No, but Hank, it's a atzmi. It's a... The answer is there, but it's an answer. I, because I'll ask this, it's an answer. Yeah, we would not say that. It's a good point. Okay. We saw Shalom Ches, hey, then you're not allowed to. Second, by Grace, the two guys from Shalom Shigumas is this, sir, Alas Shigumas, Tabi Gabi Karak, Gabi Shalom Sari. If you're on a table, it's going to be mutter. We said clean up a shayish also is mutter. That's clean up a shayish is mutter because that's not considered Matich in the Karak, you'll have to wash off your shayish. We saw all my colleagues in Aruch Shulchan, Shevet Levi, and Ksheisha Shulchan. Whether maybe it's worse, the Isser playing on the playing like Kugelov or playing ball, because that's something which no one do inside, no one do outside. So maybe Kolayer Mutzah maybe won't even help for that, because the Kolayer Mutzah is only sweeping, which normally do inside. So then sweeping helps. There's no Gzeir. The whole city does it in is Mutzah, therefore not going to be good either. Something like ball, which you play. Indoors and outdoors, the indoor gym and outdoor gym, maybe there's marking to say that even indoors is going to be usher and we're not going to be my make. Well, nice, most places can go with the approach that in the house, if Kolayer is Merutzah, we'll let somebody play Kugelach or if you're outside, then it's going to be out. Melechus Kreitzer, we saw the shayla, what you said, Melechus Kreitzer. Melechus Kreitzer. Oiker dover from its chios, or taking something away which is attached, even though maybe it doesn't have a chios. So maybe it's not like his body. Yeshalmi. So it depends the nidonim and achrayim exactly how you done malachas kreitz.
Playing ball on sand.
We're talking about on dirt for sure. Is awesome. Is that poor? It's awesome. You cannot play sand. That's a bad day. Also we're talking about. Playing on cement, the question was whether Gezer is there Gzeira Atu playing ball. If you're playing ball indoors, playing soccer indoors, it's Gzeira, playing ball out soccer outdoors, because that's something which you play being indoors and outdoors. So someone would say it's Usser, because it's something which you do indoors and outdoors. So they're sweeping, you only do indoors. They want Gezer Atu outdoors. You're thinking playing soccer, you do indoors and outdoors. So therefore, maybe if I got me with that, there we go. So nice, the person will make it indoors, but they're outside. That's why I don't think you have to exert, because that's something which you can't play outdoors. You can't play indoors. I don't think, whatever. I don't think that'll be a problem. Hockey will be okay. Machine gun baseball is going to be awesome. Yeah, so Melechus Kreitzer is the shadows where the Melechus is detaching, or the Melechus is going to be. Oiker something from his chias. So we saw a sugya about going on grass. A person walks on grass, is going to detach the grass. Is that going to be us? So it comes to the maskanim where even it's not a psikresha. They have to go on grass because no psikresha that is going to be detached the grass. So, but look over down from a smag, we have running on grass, which is very, very tall. There it is a psikresha, and therefore, v'chei gavna, you have to be machmer and you can't do it. Aruch HaShulchan said, doesn't see that why it's a psikresha. Running and sassafras and bars. Not like that, therefore, Shulchan will make it even on long grass, running on the dark sugar, one thing anyway. What's he say? The head of the same scum is mutter. Every time you run on grass, look at the end of the day, there is some grass detached and you find it on your shoes. So the answer is there's not secretion each maisa. Maybe over the whole time going through grass, something's gonna come up, like how each one is not considered secretion, so therefore, that does not go into the gather of secretion, therefore, it's going to be. Therefore, it's going to be okay. So you have to make sure, Kreitzer, you have to make sure not to detach twigs from a tree. Sometimes it appears the person schmoozing and you're next to a tree and just like a habit, just like crack off a branch. That's something which is going to be awesome. Because that last smelling of fruit, which a person normally eats, even smelling a fruit, because maybe you'll come along to cut it off, because our Chayshish then they answered doing it. Mashen King Hadassim with Iker Zlariach. Over there, there is no Gezerah. We spoke about maybe flowers, Bizman is the Iker. One of the mistakes is that people cut it off in order to use. But the person them done that, the mice that wasn't an Gezerah's Gazal, and it would not be a sir to go ahead to smell flowers.
What about bending down to smell fruit?
Fruit would be a problem.
Even if you're bending down. And let's say flowers that are something that you classify as Esau, that's something to look for.
It's not something which a person eats, therefore it wasn't that something. Because I'll ask the Shemesh be Elon, because maybe you're going to come to Yalav Yilos, therefore you're not allowed to go on a tree. And the more I discuss it, if a person goes on a tree, somebody just told me, a shvager's kid, 12-year-old, he told him not to go on the tree, and went on the tree, and he made himself there the rest of Shabbos. All of the Yom Chol Gavim, Tolei Yerich HaShecha, Hashem came, what? He served him food on over there. What? No, we'll get there in a second. We said that a person goes up on Shabbos, he goes up as Shoykig. It's about to go down, amazing. It's also go down. If you go up as Shoykig, we show Shailah whether you're Mechuyev to go down or whether you're allowed to go down. The must be so much like it's Torah Rambam, whether you're Mechuyev, not Mechuyev, not Mechuyev, not Mechuyev, sounds like a little bit like Mutter, you're Mutter to go down. Not that the person is mechuyev. Not that the person is mechuyev to go down. So, so if a person goes up amazing, the chanami is also for a person to go down. Some zamsin maybe had to if you jump, maybe just be mutter. Why is that they're jumping? He says because when you're going down the tree, that's kol mishtamshin the whole time. Therefore, that we answer. I'm saying jumping is a one-time thing, and staying up there is also kol mishtamshin on the whole time. Don't say you can just jump. Some zamsin it's not to say maybe kai gam there won't be a knas. Person which you would be able to jump. If it's too high to jump, he went up a maze, then a person's mechuyev to stay on the tree. So he said if a person's gonna get sick, climb up and didn't realize how cold it's gonna be. So b'makom chayli, we saw beginning of Zambar 4, b'makom chayli were makel to do the rabbanans for somebody who's a chayla. What? If he's going to get sick, you don't have to wait till he's sick. If it's a bad day going to get sick, then there would be a hat. Who then the person has to go to the bathroom? So, Pemakim Kavad Abrius were made go to do a Isidar Abanan. So, if a person has to go to the bathroom, he's on the tree, he's stuck, then Isidar Abanan, we're going to be made go. We saw a camera lab in a place and said about a katan. The whole word is a knas. I mean, make the person stay up there. We're dealing with a child, we're not going to go ahead and give the knas. So, therefore, it'll be okay for a child to go down. There's Isidar to Mishtamish with the tree. You can also take something off a tree. So if a ball gets kicked up on a ball on Shabbos and stuck there, so it's also to take something off a tree, also to put something on the tree, if we have to leave the ball there for Shabbos. And the place is discussed, the person's walking down the street and his talus falls off and gets stuck, or his hat gets stuck. So the pashtus is the chumra that a person would not be able to take it off, and you're going to have to leave it there until, let's say, I have to leave it there until my chance. In terms of leaning on a tree, so we saw there's a chalik in Adam Bari or Adam Chayla. Adam was Bari, he's not really so much leaning on it, so stark. So then we saw based on Yishalmi, came out that that's not going to be also. But Adam was Cholish, his mom is leaning totally on the tree, that's going to be also. We said that if you are Adam Bari and totally leaning on a tree, you're tying your shoe on the tree. Your whole balance is on the tree, and that's something which is going to be also. Because you're putting your whole koiches onto a tree. Under three tefachim, there is no iser, it's only iser above three tefachim. It's usually you may tie a tree under three tefachim. Sometimes they have trees which they cut down the tree and they just have the stump. And the stump is above three tefachim. Since on it, if you want to sit on it, if you want to use it. So the past is that something which should be iser. Like a shulchan wants to say that you cut down a tree and it's not planning on growing back. So the Chiyai Gavna, that doesn't have the Shein Ilan, which we're going to answer. And you want to make on that, but you know, that is a pretty...
What would it be answer?
Mishtamish Ilan, yes, I'm going to
Mishtamish Ilan, you know, it's Yavish.
Right. In terms of using the studdum of the tree, we not only do we answer the tree, we ask it to be Mishtamish with the studdum of the tree, but see the studdum is going to be much. Therefore, you want to put a ladder on a tree and climb the ladder. That's also using the studdum of the tree. Therefore, it's going to be aser. On shenkein tzidei tzadim, if you're doing the totally on the side, so then it's going to be a mutter. For example, you have a swing attached to a tree. So if the swing is straight on the tree, so then that's called the swing is tzadim of the tree, and of course it's going to be aser. If there's like a nail in the tree, and the swing is attached to the nail, so the nail is tzadim, and this is tzidei tzadim, and therefore it's going to be a mutter. So the place is going to say there's a difference how you attach it. If you attach it with the nail, if you attach the nail to the swing and put it all together. So then we saw that in Shinhei, that even something's very, very big, you have a wagon with a person on the wagon, even though it's humongous, but that's all considered one kli. And even the wagon attached to the animal, it's considered stadum of the animal, we don't say city stadum. So if you attach the nail or something first to the tree, and then you hang it on a tree, and that's all mixed in stadum. So you can do two different shlavim. First you put the nail into the tree, then it beats city stadum. So what is the gap in a hammock or volleyball, same thing, that if you attach, if the volleyball net is just straight attached to the tree, then it's something which is going to be also. I'm saying if the volleyball net is not attached to the tree, it's attached to the nail, which is attached to the tree, that's to be considered tzidei stadum, and then therefore that's going to be tzidei stadum, therefore that's going to